Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are or you wouldn't be here. So let's get on with the show. Here's Brad.
Hello, everyone. It's 25-26 season. We're back. It's the Brad and Body Podcast. Bottom, my friend, how are you?
I'm good. And just when you thought it was safe, yeah, we're back. And what a season. What an off-season we've had, Brad.
My goodness.
I've been around since 79, since the whole thing launched, without a shadow of a doubt. This has been the greatest off-season, the greatest influx of talent, some of the biggest moves within clubs. You know, starts with Dellavedova and Kendrick Davis, continues with Bryce Cotton, now getting naturalized.
What an off-season we've had. Let me ask you. Now, you've been around, right? Yep. Like you said. Now, I'm talking Leroy going from West Adelaide to Brisbane, Cal Bruton moving from, you know, over to Perth, yep, doing all the moves.
Yep.
Is there any bigger move than Bryce Cotton, what happened between him going to, from Perth to Adelaide, that you've seen in your history?
Absolutely not. It stands head and shoulders above any other move. Okay. I mean, this is a guy who's been there 9 years, won five championships, or won five MVPs. Like, a guy like that moving, no, this is the biggest move. And then what would be further annoying to Red Army is how quickly they're going to get him naturalized.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's like, unbelievable.
They piddled around for a long time.
Now, before we go on a little bit more, I hate to do this, but we're going to start with some sad news because she's such a beautiful lady. Tiana Mangekahia passed away. We all know that she was going through struggles with breast cancer, and unfortunately the sad news came in this last week that she has succumbed to the terrible disease. Our thoughts, prayers. I had a little bit to do with her. I'd love to tell this story, Body, before I pass it on to you. I got a call, I don't know, maybe it was two seasons ago. And, hey, Brad, we're looking potentially to bring this young girl on to do a bit of commentary. We think she'll be great, great personality. We're going to send her down to Wollongong and you're running sideline that game. Can you just, you know, like show around, see what's going on, which we all do and we've done plenty of times before as commentators. And I didn't really know much about this girl, but it was T. And from the second she walked in, the smile on her face and just the room lit up with what she bought. And I'll tell you, it was, we spent that night together running around doing what we had to do for commentary. And we just struck up a friendship from there. She never ended up doing the commentary, but like I saw her at Flames games and I saw her around. I commentated in Brisbane. She was up there because I know she was very friendly with Keanu Pinder. And it was just such a sad story and what a legacy she'll live on with, mate.
Yeah, it's a tragic story for one so young and what she had already accomplished. I didn't get to meet her personally, but you can tell just from the interviews and seeing her around
that
she was one of those people that walks into the room and the room is better for it. And so we're all, I guess, the lesser for her loss, and very sorry for her family and her friends, because she was just, she looked like an absolute sweetheart.
Like you just said, Body, and from everyone from the Brad and Body Podcast, our thoughts and prayers are with the family, and God bless her. Okay, Body, so we talk about the off-season now. We'll move on to some NBL news, and what I thought today we might do is just talk about a couple of those signings, but what let's just go alphabetical order and we'll talk about each team very quickly. This is, you know, we're going to get this done quickly. You know, we don't like to have shows more than 30 minutes and we'll just go through it. So I'm going to start with Adelaide. Okay. Yep. And as we go, we'll talk about their signings. Obviously Bryce Cotton was the big one. We know Montrez coming back, DJ's there. I like the Flynn Cameron signing. Zylan Cheatham, outstanding signing. Love him. They brought in Isaac White, Keanu Russman's back, Michael Harris from Brisbane, from Perth, Ben Gritsky. Geez, what a big scare he had over down in Canberra. Whoa, that's falling on. Matt Kenyon's there. So talk to me very briefly. How do you see Adelaide?
Look, I think it's the deepest team that Adelaide's put on the floor for as long as I can remember. And that's going back because they had a pretty decent team back there in 98 when they had Brett Maher at the peak of his powers.
Don't worry, I played against Kevin that Brooks. Team. I know exactly what you mean, mate. They destroyed us.
Yeah, that was a great group. But this, on paper, this looks fantastic group of players. A lot of alpha males, though, Brad. And there's only one ball, so the question becomes who's prepared to sacrifice some aspect of their game for the betterment of the group.
I agree with you. So here's my counter for Adelaide that I'm worried about him. No pure point guard. I think that is a concern. I think Bryce Cotton is an outstanding, the best player in our league, no question. He can be a point guard, but without having one there all the time. Like you saw times in Perth, the Damian Martins and things like that. He just has that sidekick. He's the best off-ball person we've seen, you know, like no question. Not that he can't do it. That just worries me because you've got DJ there at the same type of player.
Yeah, and the point guard they've got is Keanu Rasmussen, who had a fantastic NBL one season.
Yeah,
but you know he's not. I don't think he's considered at this point to be in the among the very best players. So I would think Flynn Cameron might be given the ball and said,
he's done a really good job too in the preseason, and I think that's a fabulous signing. So I really like him. I think the whole guts of it, and you can put it left, right, and center. You know, I love the coaching style of it. The biggest person in this whole thing for Adelaide is the coach. He has to manage that whole personalities. I mean, obviously you got Montrez. I mean, the players are the biggest thing, but you know what I mean. That's got to – he's the one subbing. He's the one making the decisions. They have 6, 7, 8 outstanding players, but they go 10, 11 deep. You got to fit everyone in, and it's not going to be easy.
Everyone has to buy in, and this is where you need a coach. This is where I'm taken back to the 80s, Brad, when with the 1986 Adelaide team, which produced the greatest single season of all time.
Of course,
they had all these massive egos.
Ken Cole.
The biggest ego was Ken Cole, the coach.
Yeah.
And so it was like, shut up, I'm bigger than all of you. And he managed to get it done through that means. Now, Mike Wells doesn't strike me as that kind of character.
No,
I think he's going to have to do a lot of selling, get a lot of buy-in. And like I said, somebody has to sacrifice, whether it's DJ or whether it's, you know, Isaac Humphries. Or there are going to be players that are going to have to park their ego because there'll be a couple that won't. So, Mike Wills, he's the biggest key to this. And on what I saw last year, I'm not a believer, but they had all those issues between Kendrick Davis and pretty much everybody. And I mean, that's still going on with Davis, you know, still talking about this, that, and the other, even though, as Montrez says, it's in the rearview mirror, mate, move on. But so I'm prepared to give him a chance for a second year, but I was not impressed with what I saw from him last year.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. Top four, they're in my top four, yours?
They'd be close, yeah.
Okay, we'll get the top. I want to get your top four, but I just, you know what I'm going to ask you in each team? Playoff or non-playoff? Let's just go that way, and then you can give me your thing from there.
If we're talking six teams.
Six in the playoffs, I'm counting play-in as a playoff.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. One team who I don't think will make it is the next team, and that's the Brisbane Bullets. I think they've signed some players that they need. I think defensively they're going to struggle. Jalen Adams, Javon Freeman-Liberty, he's a baller, that guy. And Casey Prather, they're the three imports. Sam McDaniel, he's going to be the head of the snake on the defensive end. Tyro Harrison. If that five can stay healthy, which has been Brisbane's biggest issue, and they can play outstanding basketball, they may be a shot to get in that six, but I don't think they will. And then they've got their standard bench coming on, Mitch Norton. Alex Dukas, I'll be interested to see about Torrey Smith-Milder.
Yeah, Dukas being an NBA,
having
got some NBA minutes under his belt. Jacob Holt, big kid. You know, there's some stuff there. There's some pieces there. But then, again, the question mark falls over the coach, Stu Lash.
Yeah.
As he, you know, is he up to this job? You know, obviously they think he is because they appointed him. And, you know, fingers crossed, we don't want people to be poor coaches. But a lot depends on how he manages that group. And a lot depends on how your three imports play on a consistent basis. What I saw at seeing the Freeman Liberty, I think he'll be showing up. But you know that Jalen can be wayward at times. Hopefully he's fully healthy. And Casey Prather, hopefully he's fully healthy because they really need those three guys.
They do have guys that can put the ball in the hole. That is something that is good. Now, one would argue that Bryce Cotton, of course, was the biggest off-season signing. I'll tell you what the next one was as well. The Cairns Taipans with Jack McVay. What about that?
Yes,
$1 million man, they say.
Nobody saw that coming. That was the thing about it. It really came out of the blue. And then I was talking with Joey Wright, who's had a lot to do with Jack right from the time they met in Queensland, then playing for Joey at the 36ers. And, you know, he basically said to me, well, what is there left for him to do in Tasmania? He's been a foundation player. He's been the MVP of their championship. He's hit the biggest shot in NBL history playing for Tasmania. He's moved on to the Olympics, to the fringe of the NBA. What is there left for him to do in Tasmania? So the Cairns opportunity, obviously he seized it. I like the look of that group. I don't like the fact that Sam Wardenberg's already out injured.
That's a problem. He'll
be missing the first game because he's important.
Well, Boddy, I think they're saying it's longer, not just the first game. Yeah.
I like the fact that they picked up Marcus Lee as a backup.
I like that. So just to go through quickly, Andrew Andrews, that's he's their point guard. Their third one that they've had in the offseason. Rain Smith, the shooter. Admiral Schofield, another baller apparently, and he's going to put the ball in the hole. As we said, Jack McVay, Sam Wardenberg, Kyle Admon's back. Cody Statman, he's actually done a pretty good job in the preseason. Like Alex Higgins, Titcher, I like him. He's an athletic big that runs. The four, Kyler and Garraway, Marcus Lee. So they've got like every one of those 10 players can play. It's just, you know, 40's going to have to do 40 work. I don't have them in my six.
I'm curious about Rain Smith, what he's going to bring.
Yeah.
And I really like the idea of Admiral Schofield being made captain so you can be Skipper Admiral.
Yeah. Gilligan. Okay, the next one, and one thing I want to say is
you don't see them making the six.
No, I don't. And I just wanted to add to here, one of the things, and as a commentator, but also just a lover of basketball, I'm looking more this year, which I've never looked at. I'm looking at teams that like who cannot make the six. Like what I mean is 10 teams can't make six.
No.
So it's like. I mean, every one of them can make it. There's no question. Yes. But I'm looking at this and thinking, I've got to pick four, not six that don't make it. I've got to pick four, right? Six that do make it. Anyway, the next one, Illawarra Hawks.
So hang on a second. Basically, you're saying you want our podcast to be a total flop in Queensland because so far you've picked Brisbane and Cairns to miss the playoffs. So those Queensland listeners that are tuning in, I'm sorry. What can I do? You know, I've worked with Brad for years. We get this all the time.
Okay, all maybe right, Brisbane. Illawarra. No, I'm not going to go against it. No, all good. Illawarra. Now, what a shock, Illawarra, who I've gotten the six, and Sydney. So, maybe Brisbane. No, I'm joking. Queensland. Okay. Love what they've done. They've bought JaVale McGee. Love that signing. Yep. I am really excited to see Jonah Bolden. Yes, there's some, you know, history there. Obviously, Bruce is one of my big good mates. What I love about the Jonah Bolden signing is for the first time in NBL right now, he's got a real big, legitimate seven-footer that he can play with. And that's what I like because he's a pick-and-pop shooter. And if you've got JaVale doing the thing down low and then you can bring off your Harry Furling and everything like that, I'm interested. The one thing, and I am, you know how I feel about Will Hickey, that kid, I love him. I don't know. I love the fact that Tatum's saying he's earned his spot. I don't know if I would be doing that. That's, you know, Tatum knows better than me, but I'm just saying he is so damn good coming off the bench. Why would you play with that? But he's earned his spot. What are you seeing about Illawarra?
Look, I love Dave Hickey. I thought what he did at the Asia Cup was phenomenal.
It was.
You know, I thought both him and Owen Foxwell, in the absence of Sean McDonald, really did step up and were terrific. I like him getting that opportunity, especially when they've got the security blanket of Jakari McLaughlin to sort of back him up. But what I like about them is that, okay, we may have lost Sam Froehlich for half the season. We've replaced him with JaVale McGee. Okay, some would say that's an upgrade. Now, we lost Lachie Olbrich, who was still a player, a work in progress, and you've replaced him with Jonah Bolden, who has already had this taste of the NBA. So I think the replacement players they brought in pretty much
keep
them right there where they were. And what I liked about Mason Peatling in the blitz was that he's added a three-point shot to his repertoire. He's not taking it because, oh, geez, they're leaving me open, I better. He's taking it because he can make it.
And he's worked hard. You can see he's worked hard,
Then you go, you know, Swanee Wakalobuk, you know, you go, okay, Todd Blanchfield, Dan Gritter.
I think they'll need a bit out of Dan Gritter this year, because I think losing Hung Jung Lee is a loss, yeah. right? And the yeah. thing I loved about him is it would either be him or Toddy Blanchfield that Tatum could go to and knock that big three down, and yeah. they run sets for them. So, look, Bawali Bales has picked up a gig there as well, yeah. so he's their last player that's signed. It'll be an interesting season, but I think in the end, Illawarra will be there. They're that good. They're too good not to.
Yeah, you see, look, I did a program with Matt McQuaid a couple of weeks ago, and the top teams that I went for that would finish in the top three or four are all the ones that have great coaches. And so you got Justin Tatum, he's a proven coach over a two-year period, and what he's done with yep. that Illawarra Hawks, turned him from a basket case into an unlucky semifinal loser to a champion, to yep. a defending champion.
Yep.
You got Dean Vickerman, back-to-back grand final series. Okay, they yep. lost him, but on both occasions with Tasmania, with another great coach, Scott Roth, Tasmania took a great shot from Jack McVay to really turn that series.
Yep.
Illawarra took a great shot from Tyler Harvey to turn that series. So you've really yep. got to play some damn fine basketball to beat Melbourne United.
Yep.
So those are my top three, not in any particular order, but because of the coaching. You know, what
fair
Scott
enough.
Roth
well,
does.
Let's move on to Melbourne United. Okay, yep. so that's one of the ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
A number of changes, and probably what was needed after
needed,
2 years.
To get younger.
Obviously, Shaley's there. Milton Doyle moves from Tasmania, which I think is a really interesting sign. That, to me, is the key. If he's that guy, they go a long way. Chris Golding, you know he's going to play.
Yep.
Finn Delaney rejoins back with Dean, and I like that yep. with Vickerman yep. because of yep. what the history they had in New Zealand. I've seen enough of Jesse Edwards, a big seven-footer, to say I like him. Tyson Walker probably would start in a lot of teams, and I wouldn't be surprised if he starts instead of Shaley at some stage
yeah,
during the season.
I think that's how it will be, I reckon.
Tanner Krebs done a good job. Kyle Bowen's been good. Fabian Krasilvic, I like that signing. Tom Wilson, and of course the next star, Dash Daniels. There is 11 players there that can play basketball.
Yeah.
Melbourne are going to go deep again, in my opinion.
Likewise. So when you yep. say, who are the four that can't make it, Melbourne yep. is one of the automatic ones that you think will. Because,
right.
Those pieces are really, really good.
And here's where I struggle. Yeah, and here's where I struggle with another one who I say I just don't think they're going to make it, and that's the New Zealand Breakers. I like them. I love that they've got a new ownership. I love that they've got, you know, pretty much a Kiwi team. PJ's there. Isaiah Brockington, I'm putting him, and we'll talk about that soon. He is in my All-Star 5 team. I think he is going to be that good. Karim Lopez, really excited to see another year yep. with him. Rob Baker, saw a bit of him at the Blitz where I thought, yep, he's going to do his job. Sam Meninga doing solid. And then they bring off their Kiwi bench with Taylor Britt, Isaiah Liatha, Ruben Tarangi, Max Darling, Rob Lowe still playing, Sean Besto. Look, I think they're going to be tough. I've just got to pick four teams that don't make it, and they're one of them.
Yeah, this is where we differ, because you're going to say Sydney for sure will make it. And
I am going to say Sydney in the six. I can't see them losing that. Yeah,
I think New Zealand is going to be the sleeper. The last few years we've had a sleeper.
Yes,
didn't expect.
Always. Yep.
And I think that's going to be New Zealand. I think we're underestimating them. And I think guys like Tarangi, who did bugger all at Tasmania, did bugger all in his last season or two at South East Melbourne. To me, he looked like he was finished.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Liatha at Sydney last season was
yeah,
a waste of time.
Was,
I thought
yeah,
he's finished. Rob Lowe, I thought he's done. Those guys go back to New Zealand, playing in front of family and friends. Mm. And feeling that whole Breakers thing, they've gone back to the black uniform, they've gone back to their roots.
Yeah, okay.
I think you're going to get a little bit more from some of these people that you don't expect. I've got them as a bit of a sleeper.
Okay.
And I have them in my six.
Okay. I like it. And, no arguments here. Now, the one team that I was probably really worried about and even had a podcast for the NBL was the Perth Wildcats. Now, the concern that I had for them is they'd lost Bryce. At that stage, he hadn't signed for Adelaide.
Right.
We knew Keanu Pinder wasn't coming back, and they'd already signed Dylan Windner and Kristen Doolittle. And my thought was, you've got one import spot, and you've got no point guard or five man, and you can only fill it with one. And I heard a couple of names that they were looking at in the five spot, Australians, and they missed out at them. Right?
Yep.
Angus Brandt was one, and then a couple of others. Then they sign Joe Lewall-Akul Jr., JLA as we know him, and now they've signed this Mason Jones. You add the fact that they've brought in Sunday Dec, Lat Mayen, David Okereke, Jesse Wagstaff is back. Ben Henshaw is back because there was talk he may not. Man, this team is legitimate.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are going to be good.
They'll be in the playoffs, no question. Yeah. No question at all. Yeah. I like them. I like the balance. Again, I started to like what John Rulli was doing during the playoffs last season. You know, they were a near miss to making the grand final series. I think they're well on their way. They're not going to forget Bryce. There's no way you can forget Bryce.
No,
but
you couldn't.
I like the fact that in their last practice game, the Mason, the new man, has gone out there and he's hit 7 of 10 from the floor, all threes.
Yeah.
That's 70% from the three-point. I mean, if he's going to do that with it, I mean, he's got a career record of very, very good three-point shooting, but that's beyond. That's like Jalen Galloway was doing in the Asia Cup. What is going on?
Yeah.
These guys know how to miss.
Look, I need to see more than one game. Obviously, you're saying the same, and I know that as well. But, yeah, it's just, look, I hope he can produce what he can because, wow, he's good. The next team is a difficult one. I am an absolute massive fan of their coach. They remind me, we're talking about Southeast Melbourne Phoenix here. They remind me of what happened with Tatum that first year. They get a new coach after however many games. He then takes them all the way from one quarter, basically, to an NBL grand final. Obviously, they lost to Illawarra in game three, the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. I've had a bit to do with the coach, and I love him. I think Josh King is an outstanding coach. This team sits right there where I can just see them going bang, but news has come out of there that Franz Blydenburg has been released. They will now go and get a different guard, is what I'm hearing. Now, at the moment, they're starting with Owen Foxwell, who, mind you, I have most improved this year. I'll just throw that out there. Nathan Sobey, Malik Lewis, John Brown III, Jordan Hunter. Coming off the bench, they did have Friends, but Blytenberg, but he's gone. Angus Glover's done a good job. DJ Mitchell back in the league. Gojack Gack. And I'm interested to know what they're going to do. Will they bring Foxy off the bench and go with a point guard, or do they go bring Malik back and go with that small forward? Do you want to do that at the next start? It's going to be really interesting. I don't know if I can have him in the six now until I see that guy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like him. I'm not surprised. Well, I didn't actually expect anyone to get cut after what I'd seen in the Blitz. I thought this is going to be a year where everyone sort of got it right. But Blydenburg obviously had an aversion to playing defense, which is not going to get you very far with Josh King, I wouldn't have thought. Yeah. So that doesn't come as a massive shock. He's a good player, but not the right fit for them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm with you. You've got to kind of see who the new guy is going to be, because I do like the way they used Jordan Hunter. They went through him a lot more than they did last season. I guess that was because Matt Hurt was also a big guy sharing space with him. But they went to Jordy a lot more, and I liked what he delivered. So pieces there are good. But, yeah, that's a key piece that's coming into replace.
Yeah, I'm interested to look, I mean, and I think also one of the keys for them is always Nathan Sobey, because he's ball-dominant guard and he's going to take shots. Yeah. So I think, you know, if he has a great season, that'll help them. But also I think Jordy Hunter, massive fan, love the bloke. I think, you know, he gets a bit of rough stick sometimes from the referees, and he needs to stay out of foul trouble, because we'll go through the rest of the teams. And I want to talk to you before we end tonight too, is this is one of the biggest centres we've had in our league. For this, like when you look at Jordan, you look at JaVale McGee, you look at JLA, you look at, you know, the teams that have gone, Isaac Humphries, the 7-footer out of Melbourne, you know, like, we got some big bigs again back in this league. So, yeah, Will Magnay, yeah, right. So, interesting. All right, let's move on to the next one. The Sydney Kings, we've spoken a lot about them. Kendrick Davis, Matthew Dellavedova. I think Jalen Galloway will start in that three spot. Xavier Cooks, Tim Saws, very interesting signing. Was great for them a few seasons ago when they won the playoffs. That big body that they missed out. The bench has not really changed. Sean Bruce, Malawatch, watch out for him. I think that kid's going to have a decent year. Bull Quoll, he needs to deliver. He is on big money, marquee
he's on
player.
Ridiculous money for the, yeah, what he's delivering.
Yeah, obviously Kwot Noi will do what he's done, yeah, but two big outs for them is Kelly Le Pepe, that's done his ACL. Jason Spurgeon, he has hurt his ankle. They're saying 3 to 4 months for him at a minimum. So they've signed another kid today called Hunter Goodrick, played out of the East NBL 1 team out of Norse. Went up against JaVale McGee recently. Tatum came out and said it was a bit, you know, hard the way they played against JaVale. Apparently it was this kid playing really hard ball against him, just trying to get his numbers up to try and get a contract. I can't see him making massive difference. I think what's going to have to happen is Xavier's going to have to play that five a bit, mate.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're going to be running as a running, yeah, group, that'll be all right. But I just look, I didn't like what I saw from them in the blitz. Now, I might be reading far too much in it, because the blitz usually by three rounds in, you can't remember what happened in the blitz, and it's totally irrelevant, as it should be. Mm. But I just didn't like the body language of the group. They seem that malaise they had last year,
mm,
just seemed to still be there. And it's like, well, you've got some different personnel now. It shouldn't exist.
Number one, I was down there. I watched the Saturday and Sunday games at the Blitz. I drove to Canberra. First time I'd been to a Blitz in a while, actually. It was quite nice.
Yeah.
And that is a different team with Kendrick Davis, and he did not play. That's where the key is going to come. One of the biggest problems they had last year is, right, we're running out of time, throw the ball to someone and get a job done, and Jalen Adams just wasn't there enough to be able to get that done. So I think that's where Kendrick will come in. Look, it's going to be a challenge for Gorge. I like the fact that Bogut's there as an assistant. I think that will be a good thing for the team. I just don't know. There's a few question marks, no question. And one of the things I was thinking about it is I've noticed a lot of the other teams, you know, they have that one youngish guy that's like, you know, when I think of Southeast, it's like an Owen Foxwell or a Glover. Yeah. And, you know, when I think of Melbourne, I can probably think of a number, but the one that comes out at the moment is Dash Daniels. And when I think of Perth, it was Ben Henshaw. I'm not sure who that Sydney guy is that's got, you know, wants to get that young guy that's going to come on and go bang, like, you know, like DJ Vasilovic. He's not young, but he's got that in him. Rasmussen. And, you know, those type of guys.
What about Noi?
Yeah, but Noi's a sixth man of the year, almost improved now. So, I mean, he is that guy. He is just a walking bucket. He will come on and just get them buckets. But that wasn't enough last year. No. That was keeping them in the game last year, not winning them games all the time.
Not a bonus.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see. Well, I have got them in my six, but what I do say is there's no question there's going to be some changes in teams throughout the season, and this could be one of them. I don't know if they can go now the whole season without doing something because of what happened to Kelly Le Pepe. That is a massive loss.
That is huge. Yeah. I don't think we can underestimate how important that is in terms of – I know he's not a giant of a man, but he plays big. He's like that Charles Barkley big.
Yeah.
He's not, he ain't necessarily got the inches in height, but he can play that position. He's got the strength and he's got the positioning and the muscle.
I should mention Tyler Robinson is still in the team as well. I forgot to mention him. But the Kings only have two imports at the moment, right? So they only have Kendrick Davis and Tim Saws. So they have that third up their sleeve. Yeah.
I'm thinking that Matthew Dellavedova and Kendrick Davis and Xavier Cooks aren't cheap, and I don't think that the money they're paying Bull Quoll is a good investment.
My point with that is it's not a money thing because all those players are getting import money, no question with that.
Yeah.
My point is that I don't know where they're going to get that 4 or 5 man. There's no Australian, like, you know, I mean, I think we mentioned off air, you said Angus Brand, man, go get him, absolutely, but he's not going to play a backup role to Tim Saws. They've got, I just don't know, you know, I think they need that big 7-footer backup dude like what Cairns have done.
How old is Julian Kazoo?
He's coaching in a local school at the moment. Let's just say he'd still go up and down and do all right, I reckon. All right, let's move on to everyone's number two team, the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. This is a tough one. I think they're my fourth team that don't make the six. And the only reason I say that is two things come into my mind. Health, they have to stay healthy. They've already lost Sean. And that is a massive loss for them to be able to do that. And their three imports are going to have to be dynamite. Tiger Campbell, Bryce Hamilton, David Johnson, their three imports, impress me at the Blitz.
They are dynamite. Yeah. You said they need to be. They are.
Yeah. But can they do that consistently for 28, 32 games? That's what we need. And Josh Bannon and Will Magne, they looked great together.
That first five is as good as any that you can name. It's now when you go to the bench and you don't have Sean McDonald, who was so on. I mean, that was just that is tragic. You know what happened to him with his ACL playing for Australia, but they still got Majok Deng and Ben Ayres helping. I like Nick Marshall.
Look, Ben Ayres, Nick Marshall, Drimmick, Deng, and Kobe Williamson, Nick Stoddart's in there as well. Look, they need their bench, but like most teams, Boddy, you know, we look at that now, everyone's starting five, they're good. The bench is going to be a key, and that's why I look at a Melbourne and I look at a Perth and I just think, geez, they're so deep. They're just so deep. And Adelaide, you know, they just keep going.
Well, that's it. The bench and the coach are keys to a lot of these teams. Mm. And that's why I still do rate Tasmania, because they got Scott Roth. Like I said, Scott Roth, Justin Taylor, Dean Vickerman give me three teams that I think are going to finish fairly high up. Then you've got Adelaide, Perth, and then, like I said, my dark horse is the New Zealand Breakers.
I'm just going to ask you now what finish on this is. Bryce Cotton, DJ, Zylan Cheatham and Isaac Humphries. Do you start Flynn Cameron or do you start Montrez?
I start Montrez, but I don't start Cheatham. Maybe he's the one that has to sacrifice, come off the bench and put him in a rotation with Montrez and Humphries so he can come in at the four for Humphries and Montrez switches it over to the five, and then, you know, Humphries can come back in for Cheatham, you know. So I think they're okay there. I think you've got to start Flynn.
Okay. You do. All right. Mate, can I just have, if we're going to go very quickly here, can I have who is your top four, or you want to go six? Let's go top four. Give me top four.
Oh, gee. Well, I'm going Illawarra, Melbourne, Tasmania, and it's a real coin toss between Perth and Adelaide for me for the fourth spot.
Okay. I've got Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, and Sydney as my top four. Now,
well, you've got Sydney top four, and we just got through saying what they're lacking.
Yeah. They'll make a change.
Brad, don't stop with that knife. Don't. Oh, you've cut your arm. Oh, you're bleeding gold on that arm. Oh, you cut your other arm. You're bleeding. Oh.
Hey, did you have Adelaide in there?
Hey.
Did you have Adelaide in there?
Between Adelaide and Perth for the top four. I like the Breakers. I'm off with you.
Also want to just give a shout out to Panathinaikos and KK Partizan, who are out this week as well. They play each other in Melbourne on Thursday night, I think it is, yes. And then on Sunday, KK Partizan play the Sydney Kings in Sydney, and Panathinaikos play Adelaide 36ers in Sydney. So some interesting European games there. Both Adelaide and Sydney have a bye this week. That is why they're having it that way. Mate, that is it.
And also Illawarra, who are in Singapore playing in the FIBA Intercontinental Cup against champion teams from Spain, Brazil, NBA G Leagues represented, Libya. Yeah, so it's quite a competition they're in.
Now, before, just give me some quick tips and we're out of here, all right? Thursday, the competition starts. Tasmania at home versus Melbourne. Who you got?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who have you got? That's so – Tasmania
at home.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Okay, New Zealand at home versus the Breakers. The Bullets, I'm sorry.
Yeah, New Zealand.
Yeah, me too. Southeast home versus Cairns.
Southeast down Blydenburg, Cairns down Wardenburg. Oh, geez, I don't know.
Phoenix at home.
No, I'll take Cairns.
Okay, Phoenix at home for me. Perth at home versus Tassie. I'm going Perth.
Perth, yep.
And on Sunday.
They must win. Imagine the pressure from the Red Army.
Oh, yeah, I know. And then on Sunday, Melbourne United to win at home versus New Zealand for me. Only the one game. As I said, three teams are not playing this weekend, Illawarra, Sydney, and Adelaide. Body, it's been great, everyone. Yep. Thank you so much. I'm sorry if this went a little bit over. We just are so pumped to be back. Obviously, we'll be talking WNBL this year. It's going to be some fantastic, a new league, new everything going on there. So it's exciting times. Body, I will give you the last out, mate. What do you got? See you
I'm dazzled that you actually said Panathinaikos correctly. That's all.
See you next time. Just so you know, I actually wrote that down. So either way, I said, no, I didn't.